Today, October 16th, is the feast day of St. Margaret Mary, the great saint of the Sacred Heart, who died at the young age of 43 after having had many apparitions of the Lord, many appearances of the Lord in Paray-le-Monial between 1673 and 1675. So she is the instrument, that humble, childlike instrument that the Lord used to spread devotion to the Sacred Heart all over the world. So our modern devotion to the Sacred Heart, the enthronement of the Sacred Heart in the home, and so many of our devotions begin with this very simple, saintly, and holy, humble nun in her convent. Let's take a look at her life for a few moments. She was the fifth of seven children. She was born in France in 1647. Her father's name was Claude. He was a royal notary. She was educated in the home of her grandmother. And when her father died, when she was only 8 years old, she was sent to live with other relatives who badly mistreated her. She also suffered from rheumatism. She spent 4 years in bed from age 11 to 15. But she was very close to the Lord. In one of her journals, she wrote that when she was only 4 years old, she had made a vow of chastity. She probably didn't know what that was, but she wanted to make this vow to give herself completely to God. Even though her relatives wanted her to marry, she felt called to the religious life, and so at age 24, she entered the Visitation Sisters at Paray-le-Monial, and she would spend the rest of her life there in that convent. Well, the Lord began to appear to her and to manifest the symbol of his love for humanity, his Sacred Heart. And these apparitions culminated in the Feast of Corpus Christi in 1675 when he showed her his most Sacred Heart. And he said, "Behold the heart which so loves mankind, and has spared nothing, and has exhausted and consumed itself in its testimony of love." He said, "Behold the heart which so loves mankind, but receives so little love back in return." So these revelations that were given to St. Margaret Mary, when she began to try to make them known as she was asked to do, brought her nothing but suffering and humiliation. It made her the object of ridicule and hostility. And because the priests that were there as chaplains did not believe her, the religious superiors did not believe her, she was made fun of by the other sisters, and they considered her rather slow, not intellectual. And it wasn't until Saint Claude de la Colombière, the great Jesuit, was assigned to that particular convent and to be her confessor and spiritual director, that she began to be understood. And it was realized that she was truly receiving apparitions and visions from Jesus himself. So her physical father's name was Claude. Her spiritual father was also named Claude, Claude de la Colombière, who's now a canonized saint, a very wonderful and holy Jesuit priest. Well, as she began to reveal these messages to her spiritual director, he became convinced of the genuineness of her experiences and gave her every assurance of their authenticity. Even though hostility continued towards her in the community, she was beginning to realize that, yes, the Lord was using her in the midst of her suffering to give this great devotion to the world. Well, she would eventually get sick in 1690, and she died on October 17th of that year. She was canonized by Pope Benedict XV in 1920, and it took about 100 years for this devotion to reach throughout the church. About 100 years later, the liturgical celebration of the Sacred Heart was approved, and then about 200 years after her death, the feast day of the Sacred Heart was established in the church. Very similar to St. Faustina in Poland. A lot of doubt and suspicion about this divine mercy. And it took many years for it to be accepted by the local authorities and by the church itself. So this feast day is now the first Friday after the Feast of Corpus Christi. And this great devotion of the Sacred Heart of Jesus has now spread throughout the entire church and has become the symbol of God's love for us. So we see today in Sacred Scripture, Jesus says, "Learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart." So the Lord has this great gift that he gives us. His heart represents his whole person, this incredible love that he has for us. When the Lord appeared, his heart was on fire with love for each and every person. And there was a cross on top of the heart. It was being crushed by a crown of thorns to remind us of Jesus' love for each one of us. So I encourage you to read about the apparition of the Sacred Heart. Read some of the promises that the Lord gave to St. Margaret Mary. The greatest promise, of course, is those who go to Mass and Communion on the first Friday of each month for 9 consecutive months and receive communion, make reparation, offer their communion and reparation for the sins committed against the Sacred Heart, will then, along with regular confession and living out the faith, will receive the grace of final perseverance, that they will not die in the state of mortal sin, but they will have conversion of heart on their deathbed. They'll have a priest there if necessary to give them the sacraments. So it is a great promise. You will not die in God's displeasure if you've made the 9 first Fridays. So I encourage you to do that. The other thing that the Lord asked for was Eucharistic adoration. And he especially said Thursday nights, which is beautiful because we have adoration Thursday morning until Friday morning. So the Lord said, because he went through his agony in the garden on Thursday nights, he said, keep me company for 1 hour on Thursday evenings, either early in the evening or late at night or during the middle of the night. He said that comforts him almost more than anything else, is that Eucharistic hour of adoration and reparation, especially on Thursday evenings. So I encourage you to read the promises that the Lord gave St. Margaret Mary. Wonderful promises such as, whoever has an image of his Sacred Heart exposed in their home, God will bless that house, and that there will be peace in the family devoted to the Sacred Heart. He says, I'll give you all the graces you need for the duties of your state in life. He says, the lukewarm will become fervent. The fervent will grow to great perfection. Priests that are devoted to the Sacred Heart will have the gift to touch the most hardened hearts. And that those who promote and spread this devotion will have their name written on the Sacred Heart in gold and never to be erased. So what a wonderful blessing this is to have this gift of the Sacred Heart. And it came to this very simple, this very holy nun in a small convent in France. And now it's spread throughout the entire world. I'll give you a blessing now with the relic of St. Margaret Mary. To the intercession of St. Margaret Mary, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.